Hello everyone, thank you for joining us today in Legal Talks with Ichai, powered by LegalWiz.in. And we have two fantastic speakers who are also lawyers and IP specialists. They are the first guest today is Mr. Pranav Thakkar, and he runs a company called YourVakil.com. Our second guest is Mr. Ayush Modi, and he is partner at Ahmedabad office, Universal Legal, or rather now be an ICUL or IC Universal Legal, which is a nationwide law firm. Both of them have a substantial background into IP or intellectual property protection, various types of intellectual properties, and specializing in trademarks as well. So thank you for joining us today, both of you. So today we are going to discuss trademarks, all the legalities, more importantly, all the use cases and, you know, what is trademark, what it is about, how to use it, not use it, and those kind of things. So our first question today, you know, as we start, trademark is a little technical term. So if you can kind of break it down for our listeners, which are mostly startup or SMEs, then what exactly is a trademark?
For a layman to understand, I would say trademark is a brand, or it is an identity or a source indicator. So generally, it's the name or your brand name that you want to protect. It falls under the trademark side.
Fair. And so it is basically protecting your brand identity, right?
Correct.
So as you know, we kind of come across a lot of clients who are rather a little skeptical about whether they should go for a trademark or a patent or a copyright. There are different, you know, style of intellectual property. So if you can very quickly kind of describe about what are the distinctions and when one should go for a trademark over any other style of IP.
So the entire bunch of IP, that is intellectual property, that is divided into five things. One is trademark, other is copyright, other is patents, other is geographical indication, and the last one is trademarks, design act, I'm sorry. So briefly giving trademark, he told what is trademark. Copyright is if you have something which is artistic, or the poems, that could be a copyrighted, it cannot be a trademark. Designs, if you have some unique designs, that can be registered under Designs Act. Patent is a process of the product, cannot be copied. And geographical indication is the origin, so popularly known as Patna Patoda. They have received the geographic indication, so it is about from where it has been originated. Kesar Keri.
Okay. So the geographical
that is geographical indication
that
so entire that IP bunch is divided into five things.
Fair enough. And majorly talking about trademark, patent and copyright, because people tend to use these three as buzzwords a lot of times. Would it be right to kind of make a statement that if it is about the brand, it is trademark, if it is about the innovation, it is patent, and if it is about novelty of creation, it is ideally a copyright? Would you kind of classify that?
Yes, I would.
Okay, great. And so kind of drilling down into it, right, is a lot of times people also have brand identity, not only with the name or the word, but also, you know, with sound or with appearance. So is it also something that would fall under Trademarks Act? And is it something that is a common practice to protect that?
Yes. So there are a variety of parts into a trademark. So the word can be protected in the Trademarks Act. A logo plus a word, which is considered as a device mark, can be trademarked. The smell, if it is distinct enough, it can be trademarked. Your tagline can be protected under the Trademarks Act. A sound mark can be protected under the Trademarks Act. So these are some of the different types of trademark which can be applied for and registered by making a necessary application before the Trademarks Registry.
Great. Thanks, Ayush. And also just kind of referring to our offline conversation with Pranav, I think you also kind of mentioned that the Swaminarayan temples are also in a way kind of trademark. So what would that be classified as?
So that would be classified as image trademark, the device that Ayush told. That would be come under device mark.
Okay.
And not on other like word or something.
And that would be based on the appearance that it has, which is unique compared to other temples or, other
so,
structures.
Frankly speaking, Swaminarayan temple, the structure, no one can copy.
Okay.
Because it is a trademark.
Okay, that's a good insight. So moving on, a lot of startups, especially because they are budget crunched and they also have a lot of anxiety about somebody else using their brand while they are putting in a lot of effort into building one, they are always, you know, kind of tend to be worried about the lengthy timeline that you have around getting a trademark registration. So Pranav, if you can share your experiences, how much of a timeline is it to kind of register a trademark? And then briefly define in what stages you can use what, like a TM or an R, or you know, what are the distinctions between the two? And
so the act says that it takes 1 year for getting the registration of the trademark.
Okay.
Now, this is very important to understand that people say that we do in 24 hours, we do in 48 hours. There's a difference between TM and R. TM is when you apply, you get TM. You can write on your word or on your logo TM, which means that you have applied for trademark, but it is pending registration.
Okay.
The entire process takes 1 year. That is what the Act says. So after the process is done, you will get an R. Fair. So that is R.
Okay.
That is the difference between TM and R.
Right.
Now, it does not get easily. It is not processed automatically.
Okay.
So once the trademark application is filed, trademark application is processed. You get the objection, if any, you get the objection report.
Fair. That would be from the government, right?
From the trademark registry.
Fair.
They have to reply to that report within 30 days.
Okay.
To the satisfactory of the trademark registrar, mm-hmm. that why your trademark is distinctive to others and why it should be granted a registration certificate.
Fair.
If they feel your answer is okay, they will accept it and they will publish the logo. Mm-hmm. In the trademark journal, which is uploaded every week by the trademark registry. Once it is done, after a period of 4 months, if no opposition is received, you get the trademark registration.
Fair. So when it gets published into the journal, right, it is basically available for people like you, me and everybody else to see that somebody is seeking a protection over that particular thing. And so you can object if you feel so that they are infringing your brand. Or
so once it is published, the entire thing gets into the other level. So it's not actually objected. If someone want to oppose that this trademark or wordmark is resembling to my already registered, they can oppose the trademark.
Fair enough.
So they have to file an opposition within the period of 4 months.
Okay.
And therefore, the 4 months is granted. Mm-hmm. After that, the registration certificate is given.
Fair. So everything goes smooth. Basically, you wait for the trademark registry to push that into a trademark journal. Then it sits there for the other 4 months. And then if everything goes smooth, nobody takes any opposition over it, then it gets a registration certificate.
Yes, if. I'll put if your trademark application is not came into the scenario of hearing, because there is a hearing process also.
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. And so the hearing would happen if somebody gets an opposition and it doesn't get settled.
So there are two types of hearing. One is at the time of objection and other is at the time of opposition.
Okay. Okay. So when government assesses it and then when somebody puts an opposition,
yes.
Which is an individual party opposition.
Correct.
Fair enough. Great. So Ayush, my question to you would be, since you know the intellectual property and the value and wealth of itself is enormous in certain cases, for example, you know, Google or Apple, you know, very notably, you know, being considered as a multi-billion dollar valuation just by the name, not even the technology, right? A lot of people now have started taking that very seriously. So there is an uprise in the startup ecosystem and awareness to a grand level that people seek for registering their IPs. So if you can clarify, what are the protections that you get by registering a trademark? So what if I have a trademark and somebody does not have a trademark? How do I go about, you know, protecting my IP versus if I don't have one and somebody registers but I'm using it prior to their company start, right? Then do I even have a chance to go back to the court and say that, you know, I already had it in use earlier, I just did not register it? Is there any sort of consideration like that?
So there are two things into it. One is filing an application and getting registration, and the other is starting to use the mark without making an application for registration of the mark. It is recommended that you make an application for registration of trademark so that if there is a subsequent genuine user, it will work as a deterrent for him to not adopt a mark which is already used and applied for by somebody. As against it, even if you don't make an application, does not mean that you cannot use the mark. The law clearly says that prior user wins over registration. For example, if Srijay has made an application and received registration, whereas I have not made an application for registration, but I'm using prior to Srijay, and Srijay happens to initiate action against me before a court of law saying that I have a registration and therefore I should not use a mark which is identical or deceptively similar to my mark, the courts have taken a view that because Ayush's use is prior in the market, therefore there is no reason for Ayush to have copied a subsequently adopted mark by Srijay. It might be said that prior use is there, therefore registration is not required, which is correct. But if you have made an application and secured registration, then you get two distinct advantages. One, if you want to stop somebody who is a subsequent user, you may do so by initiating action where you are based or where you are conducting business.
Okay.
For example, Srijay is based in Ahmedabad. There is Ayush, who is based in Agra, has copied mark which is used by Srijay. If Srijay has registration, Srijay will be able to initiate action for infringement of trademark in Ahmedabad itself.
Okay.
As against that, if Srijay does not have registration and Srijay wants to stop Ayush, Srijay will have to file the same suit before the court in Agra where Ayush is located or Ayush is conducting business.
Correct.
So it is an effort, it is a cost, and it is more time consuming for Srijay to stop Ayush in Agra as compared to stopping Ayush by initiating action where he is located, where he has connect, where he has a base already established. Additionally, as I said, it will work as a deterrent. If Srijay has a mark which is applied for and registered and Ayush comes subsequently, Ayush gets a search conducted from Pranav at trademarklelo.com or at Srijay at LegalWiz and says that, okay, I want to adopt this mark, but I don't know if somebody is using the same mark prior to me. Srijay or Pranav would get a search done and say that, hey, there is somebody who's already using a mark which is identical or similar to you. Therefore, our recommendation is that you adopt a different mark.
Fair.
So that you don't kind of infringe upon somebody else's rights.
Correct.
And therefore, he will adopt a different mark which is unique to him and not be problematic to him in the longer run.
Right. And so I suppose that is why the whole process of trademark search and the diligence becomes very important before filing
one,
a trademark.
One distinct advantage is that unlike patent, where the first to file has better rights, in trademark, the first to use has better rights.
Fair. And is it more specific to India or Indian laws, or is it all across the globe pretty much the similar thing?
Yes, it is. It is pretty much the same thing, that the prior user wins over registration no matter where it is. But because you've brought it up, I would like to say that trademark is territorial. So an application made in India only secures registration in India. Also, there is a myth going on that there is something called a world trademark application, but there isn't any.
Okay.
Whichever country you wish to secure registration, you will have to file an application for registration in that country. It will go through the process like what was explained by Mr. Tucker a while back. At the end of the process, once the registration certificate is received, that person or that entity has rights of trademark in that specific
country. That particular country only.
Correct.
Fair enough. So often we hear about agencies like WIPO, you know, and countries coming in agreement to kind of protect a worldwide trademark or intellectual property rights in general. What's your take, Mr. Tucker, that what is the role of that body, and if at all, you know, it is only territorial and you have to apply everywhere?
So the same way we have the trademark registry in India, WIPO and USTPO and other countries, they have their own registry, wherein sitting in India, you can file it in Europe or maybe USA or maybe in anywhere, any part of the country. So these are the facilitators who take your applications worldwide, and you have, you know, you can apply sitting from India. There are many times situation where you need to hire the local advocates, but you can apply from here.
Fair enough. So going through those agencies, it becomes a better channel to kind of facilitate your trademark applications overseas.
Yes, yes.
Fair enough. That is a good insight. Now, speaking about the rights for a trademark owner, right? As Ayush mentioned, that if you don't have a trademark ownership, or in other words, a registration, and if you want to file for an infringement, you have to file for the infringement in the local court where the usage is happening, versus if you have a registration, you can initiate the process in your locality. What are the other benefits of having a trademark? If it kind of becomes the matter that if somebody used it earlier and you have a registration, it is only a ease of protesting rather than an ownership of usage. So like what?
So you were talking basically about the benefits.
Yeah.
So as Ayush told, that one of the benefits is, you know, territorial, and which is very, very, very important point, because say, for example, startups cannot afford the cost of advocates and going to Agra and filing the case. This, I think, is the most important thing if you are a registered trademark owner.
Okay.
Besides, of course, nobody else can use it. You have a brand identity. Let me give you some insight about accounting aspect of the trademark. So trademark is basically an asset.
Fair.
So those who are into accounting, they know this. It is classified under intangible asset.
Correct.
So in your balance sheet, you can show it as asset, intangible asset, and you can actually, you know, value it.
Fair.
You can actually rent it. Okay. So this is the main aspect. It is like your other assets like building, motor car, or the premises. You can rent it. You allow someone to use your brand on specific royalty payment.
Right. So what we call a trademark assignment is
assignment. Something exactly. Similar. Exactly. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That is definitely if you own it and you own it. Let somebody yes. use it.
So you can definitely charge that this is my trademark registered. Please give me this amount and you can then use it.
Correct. And so kind of thinking about it, right? Very recently in Ahmedabad, there was a very notable financial event that happened with Havmor ice cream vendors, right? They sold off their ice cream business, but at the same time, they kept the eateries and restaurants, which are also named as Havmor. So would you think that it would be a similar case or do you have an insight over it, whether they are prevailing as the same brand and there could be an assignment or agreement to use?
Correct. So it is an internal matter for them. So we're not aware actually what kind of transaction took place. It could be either of two, where it has been part assigned that the rights are transferred to the subsequent owner, or it could be by way of a license where they are permitted to use, but the ownership still vests with the primary owner. Also, there could be a distinction as far as the food business and the ice cream business is concerned. So they could retain the rights for food and just permit the other subsequent user for ice cream, or I believe they might just rebrand their eatery as 1944 and give away Havmor for only the ice cream business. But as I said, I am not aware of what has actually gone into their internal transaction, whether the rights of Havmor are also transferred when they transferred the ownership or their equity to the subsequent owner.
These are just possibilities.
Possibilities. Correct. Fair enough. And since we are talking about the protection and the extension of protection, right? How long do you own a trademark?
From the date of application, once the trademark is registered, you receive registration certificate which says that it is valid for a period of 10 years from the date of application. Okay. You made an application on January the 1st. You received registration on 30th of December. You get registration for 10 years from 1st of January. Your renewal is due after 9 years and 6 months, wherein you make an application and you can further renew your mark as per the Fair. Current act for an additional period of 10 years.
Okay.
10 years, if you go by the current rules, then it will be a 10-year period from the date of renewal. Again, at the end of that 10 years, you can make another renewal application and further renew your mark for an additional 10-year period. So as long as you continue using your mark and as long as you continue filing the necessary renewal application on a timely basis, you may use the mark for as many years as you want and you may get the renewal for the same period of time. Fair. This is very different from, say, a patent application wherein your registration is specifically restricted for a period of 20 years or for, say, a copyright application, which is for 60 years. There is no renewal in a patent or there is no renewal in a copyright application, whereas there is a renewal application permissibility under the Trademarks Act.
So in case of patent and copyright, your ownership lapses after...
Correct. It goes into the public domain. The public at large, the world at large has then access to the IP for them to use and further develop that.
So that is how a lot of medical companies kind of have the drugs that are patented and then kind of got into a generic Correct. Medicine category.
Correct.
Just small point I would like to add in protection of trademark is many client ask me that, yaar, mera toh ye registered trademark hai, how can he use it? So you have to stop him. He will not stop by himself.
Okay.
So if 10 people are using, you have to stop 10 people. Stop 10 people for infringing your registered trademark.
So you have to initiate an
exactly.
action.
Initiate an action.
What if my trademark does not get approved? So a lot of times what happens is, you know, clients would come to all of us and they would say, apply a trademark. We would say that it would take a year, year and a half to get a registration. Meanwhile, they have a lot of plans to spend after building a brand with that ambiguity that it might get rejected for whatever reasons. So in that case, the question was, how do you deal with it? Or if it gets rejected, then do you just have to stop using it? Or is it more of a...
So as we discussed earlier, everything depends upon the search report and how the mark, you know, unique. So when we take the search report, we get an idea that whether this will pass through, reasonably pass through, or it will be rejected.
Right.
So there is a section called Section 9, which says that absolute grounds for rejection of trademark.
Mm-hmm.
So any sexual explicit content or any content which is not morally correct, that application will never get processed.
Okay.
So if somebody says that you take XXX.com or something like that, I will say no, this will not happen. Because it will come under Section 9, it will not be processed.
Fair.
So at that stage only, we can guide them that it will be processed or not.
Or not processed. Fair enough. And while deciding names for your brand, Ayush, do you have any sort of pointers? Because as I understand, it has to be unique enough. And so do you have any pointers for people to kind of, you know, when they are deciding to name their brands, what should they look out for?
We get a lot of clients who come and say that we would want to adopt a mark which kind of describes what we are doing. Unfortunately, a generic mark or a descriptive mark will not pass through the application process and be registered, because the registry kind of does not permit a generic or a descriptive mark to be registered. As against that, there are other options like a suggestive mark or an arbitrary mark or a fanciful mark, which if adopted, you have a greater chance of getting it registered, unless a similar mark is already applied for by another entity or individual. If I can give some examples. So aspirin, which is for pain relief, is kind of a generic mark. Treat for dessert sauces is a descriptive mark. Lasting performance for perfumes is a descriptive mark. A suggestive mark would be Microsoft, which is a combination of words micro, computer, and software.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a suggestive mark. An arbitrary mark is a mark which has a definition in the dictionary but has nothing to do with the class in which it is applied for. For
Fair.
Example, Apple for computers is an arbitrary mark.
Correct.
Kodak in that case.
Correct. So going further, a fanciful mark is one that has no meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Reebok has no meaning in the dictionary.
Right.
So if you adopt that mark which has no meaning in the dictionary,
it is highly likely.
Correct. Unfortunately, from the advertising perspective, it's the most difficult to make it a catchy name. So advertising agencies, if they are assisting an applicant, they will try and push them towards a descriptive mark. Whereas when they come to a lawyer and say that we've kind of narrowed down onto these five names, a lawyer or a law firm will kind of ask them to avoid those names, because it will make it difficult to secure registration. Or even if they don't file an application and they start using, at a later stage, they might face problem, and it will be a bigger or a more expensive process in changing it then, after you've kind of put in a lot of effort and time and money behind it. So it makes more sense to adopt a mark which is unique and non-descriptive or non-generic to start with from the very beginning.
Absolutely. I think that makes a great point.
Mm.
And to kind of wrap this entire session up, it has been very informative, definitely. There has been things that, you know, I and obviously listener would have already known, but there has also been a lot of things which are very insightful in nature, right? So finally, to kind of leave our audience with some good insights and stories, if you could share any particular story about the trademark that you find very interesting, you know, any popular stories on infringement or how people are using it, not using it, those kind of things, I think that would kind of leave audience with a great...
So startup generally jumps into, first thing is that they see a domain name, whether domain name is registered or not, and if it's .com is available, or maybe for that reason, anything is .in, .net, they will register. They will not see, oh, that is a trademark. So for example, TataGlobal.com, if it is available, they will register it. But
mm-hmm.
they are not aware about the trademark process. So one very popular case that came recently is that somebody, the private person, registered a domain name called TataGroupCareers.info, and immediately within few days, Tata sued to that person, and you know, they took an order from the court, and the domain registrant have to pass the domain to Tata Group.
To Tata Group.
The real Tata
that
Group.
That is interesting. Ayush, can you recall of any such interesting?
Sure. One that I kind of really like is a dispute between Manik Chand and Malik Chand. Both were into their gutka business. Manik Chand is multi-million, multi-billion company. As compared to it, Malik Chand was a very small entity doing its fair share of local business. After a few years of use, Manik Chand became aware of the use of this similar name Malik Chen, and they initiated legal action before the court and tried to stop Malik Chand from using a name which according to them was deceptively similar to theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly, ultimately the court ruled that Malik Chand, the smaller entity, was into the market prior to Manik Chand,
wow,
the bigger gutka company, and therefore the tables turned and Manik Chand had to change its name, which is now known
to
as
RMD.
RMD, so which is still Rasiklal Manik Chand Dhariwal, but they cannot sell their product in the name of Manik Chand.
That
so
is,
it's like a big Goliath losing against somebody who was a genuine user.
Absolutely. And that is a very interesting case. I mean, so it is not that big guys are always going to
correct,
win. It is
correct. If you are a genuine user, if you are a prior user, you will, and provided you are represented properly before the appropriate forum, you do stand a chance to win over even bigger competitors.
So represented properly necessitate means you have to spend after lawyers a good hefty
absolutely
amount.
Absolutely. Totally.
Just one final thing, Shijay. Okay. A lot of times we get clients who come and say when to apply. So it's right, very important to know that it's not that you have to make an application prior to starting the use of your trademark. Yes, the advantage that you get is that if a search, as Pranav said, is conducted at the right time before you start using, then you know if there is already somebody in the market who's prior there for the same set of goods or services. But even if you don't apply, but you have a unique name and you use the mark for 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, and then you make an application, that is also okay.
Fair.
So if we have listeners who have already started using their mark, but have not applied for it, does not mean that today they cannot.
Correct.
They can
correct
reach out to their legal expert and get their trademark applied and registered even now. So there is no time gone by as far as trademark is concerned.
Fair.
The day you wake up, you go ahead and make that application.
Amazing. And Pranav, it seems like you have
just to wrap up, the companies like Facebook, Amazon, Flipkart, they all have their in-house IP enforcement agency. So if I'm a registered trademark and somebody who is utilizing my, even he's making Facebook page, we can complain to the Facebook authority.
Okay.
And they will shut down the Facebook page on my registration of trademark.
Fair enough. So the whole trademark monitoring,
yes, monitoring
service is very active.
Same case is with Amazon. If somebody uses my registered trademark and starts using selling products, they will immediately shut their page down and they will not let you to do business.
Amazing. That is a great insight. Thank you so much, Pranav and Ayush. You guys have been very candid, and there's a lot of knowledge parted for trademarks, IP in general. A lot of good things that we heard. Thanks for...
Thank you for calling us.
Thank you, Shijay. Thank you for having us over, and thank you, Ichai.
Thank you, everybody. This was a legal talk with Ichai, powered by LegalWest.in, and this was a second episode on trademark and intellectual properties, and we had Pranav and Ayush from trademarklelo.com and ICUL, or IC Universal Legal as famously known. Thank you everyone for listening.